Consider this as a thought experiment. Does it conform to the requirements just stated? First, a website, along with the use of all other means available, announces that as the basic lines of freedom, leisure, happiness have been identified, because freedom, leisure, happiness is the opposite of power, and our analysis has determined what power needs to exist, its requirements. Since we know this, we know that freedom, leisure, happiness can only be achieved globally. We know that power isolates and punishes dissent by means of its control of credit, i.e., who can get access to the resources of the planet. So our opposite must embrace all of it, all of our brothers and sisters. And we know that power's very existence requires rank, coercion, and atomization. So freedom, leisure, happiness must be the opposite. Common access to resources, absence of force, common gathering places and communal practices for meeting common needs, i.e., each community identifies needs that it makes sense to provide for communally, for example, baths, food gardens, laundry, food preparation, animal pasturing, milling, energy generation. And of course, none of it is compulsory. Although food is shared freely, because it's known that over time, good fellowship erodes the fear of losing things. And as an aside, brothers and sisters, if much of the media we hear is a production, is a product of finesse, and I think it is, we should consider deeply when a media message is repeatedly given, as we've heard recently in a drumbeat of anger against quote-unquote Muslim extremists. Never forget that horrific events placed at this door could be orchestrated specifically to create the effect that it's having of casting doubt and discredit upon an entire religion, and I think because of its communal practices and traditions. Continuing, and as we know that coerced work is the basis of the class system, leisure must be the basis of its opposite. Straightforward analysis. This is what we have to have the discussions about so that it's clear there's no need to be duped. It's pretty straightforward once we talk about it. And then we say all who want to see freedom, leisure, happiness for our future are encouraged to set up similar planning processes everywhere. You know? Second, inaugural meeting time and place of folks interested in pursuing global freedom, leisure, happiness is announced, and the meeting is held with the purpose of deciding what large public square, because we need communal gathering places, for obvious reasons, because down the road we want to actually claim them literally for building communal structures, for beginning to create a physical manifestation of an opposite. We have to see it, I think, most of us, or many of us. A large public square in close proximity to most interested folks where the process is happening will be where the group will convene henceforth. Third, the point of all subsequent gatherings is declared to be to ensure continuous forward momentum toward establishing freedom, leisure, happiness globally. See, this is Power's MO, continuous forward momentum, and they've been phenomenally successful with it. It's time for us to get serious here, and hopefully Wallerstein's words will help us do that. Fourth, discussion follows of the essential elements of this process, interlinking with like efforts globally, getting discussion going locally, and globally, infrastructure planning, the essential qualities of the structure to be built, of the communal site itself, and of the future communal village. And then lastly, planning actions, the occupation to acquire the site, and the general strike, perhaps just in the U.S., Or perhaps we ask the world to strike with us.